that as he told the Samaritan woman, that he waited for this hour or the generation when you and I would begin to worship him and fellowship with him out of a nature that had been made a partaker of his divine nature. That he waited out the dispensations for us to be put into that kind of fellowship with him. In fact, many righteous men, many prophets longed. They longed to see this day that the Holy Spirit would be preaching, ministering Jesus through vessels who's yielded to him. The greatest operation of faith can really only be obtained, received, and understood through the new nature. For truly, as you love one another, is the love of God developed in you. He told the lawyer, the first and great commandments to love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, your strength. And he said the second commandment, he said it to love your neighbor as yourself. But he said the second one was like the first. Meaning the same love that I love God with is the same love that you love people with. To say that I hate people and love God is an impossibility. To say I'm going to develop the love of God in me and not develop in the love for people is an impossibility. Because the way you can tell your love for God is increasing is because your love for people also increases. Therefore, again, I'll say to you that the greatest of faith is developed in the human spirit and is based on my compassion and my love that I have for you. He looked forward to this day when that group of people would appear that to whom he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. Yet there are those who look to exploits to develop their faith. And there's those that look to exaltation to develop their faith. There's also those who look to works to develop their faith. Then again, I'd say unto you that what you're looking for cannot be found outside of who I am. For in these last days, many will found out that their faith and their confidence had been misplaced in things that avail not. For the greatest of faith is given to those who themselves become servants as they serve me. For what is the purpose for all faith that can move mountains? What is the purpose for faith to him that believeth that all things become possible? Is it not to administer my love? Is it not to administer my power? And is it not that the world might be saved? So do not spend your time in that and for that that availeth not. Yet give yourself to my spirit. For it is not he, is it not he that worketh on the inside of you, that brings forward in you all that I am? Have I not expressed more than once that all that I have and all that I am is yours if you only believe. For the narrowing path becomes difficult to walk because of the flesh that is imposed on them who walk after me. So their vision isn't clear. And many say, this could not be the path that I'm looking for, because the kind of fulfillment and what I want is over on this path. But I'd say to you that you've not got past enough of the flesh to taste and see that I'm good. For he that tastes my love and the faith that worketh by my love also finds the peace that keeps them from ever returning back to the difficulties and the flesh and the turmoil and the hopelessness that this world has to offer. Don't be a child of mine that's been adopted by the world system. Come in and see that I'm good. For when you taste of that which is on the narrow path, you'll be satisfied. Your thirst shall be quenched, and you'll know that I am good. For line upon line, precept upon precept, in these last days, have I built this building made out of the spirits of born again men being made perfect. Hear what the Spirit would say. Because the walls have been put in place, that indeed I am free to put a ceiling, and because the ceiling is in place, I'm able to furnish the insides. Hear what the Spirit would say. What I'm released to do in this next year is because those who heard me in the past and has laid a foundation, and those who's constructed the walls. Oh, I'm free to do things now because you have built the building where it has released me to do the things that I'm about to say to you. For those who looked and tasted and understood and saw that I'm good and have come to a place of accountability, yet use their free will choice to turn and walk the way of the flesh. Oh, for those, the difficulties that arise will be quite apparent. For they'll reach out to me and find out that what they're wanting from me is fellowship. And even though I'll respond and move towards them, that the immediacy they're looking for, they'll not have. But for those who can hear with the ear of the Spirit, or even now preparing for what is coming. For truly, darkness will get darker, but light shall get lighter. They'll run to and fro crying because of the things that they'll see. They'll say, who has answers? And I'll say, those who have been walking by my Spirit and gave themselves to me when it was not a popular time to do so. Did I not say to hate the very garment even that was spotted by the flesh? And for those that you're hanging on to, hang on. Because know you not that you give me an avenue into their lives that I have no other way? So hang on and be strong and speak my word. For in doing so, you release me to move in dark situations and impossible fronts that I'd not be able to move any other way. So know your authority and be strong, for you're the ones that I'll use to move through, saith the Lord. Didn't you? It is not perfect vessels that I'm looking for, but yielded vessels. Have I not said to you many times that the spirit of surrender is the spirit of holiness? I look for those who are yielded to me. For he that surrendered and is walking in a yielded spirit may have problems, but they also have obedience and faith. Oh, hear what I'd say to you, church. Move forward in me. And take that time to get acquainted. For again, I'd tell you again that the faith you're looking for is the heart of a servant and is moved upon by my compassion. He's talking about his love for you and his willingness and being there for you. But again, he wants you to know that the faith that you're looking for, it works by love. And when you begin to understand the love he has for you, then you'll begin to understand the power and the faith that is available to get his work done. Because it's not only you that he loves. How about when he shed his blood for you, gave himself for you when you were yet in sin? Did not he love you then? And when you responded to the love, you stepped on the inside with God and was born again. Well, he loves all those people as much as he does you. He said, as you're finding out, son, he told me, that the persecution doesn't even begin to measure up to the consolation. You know he's right. All through the history of the ministry and the individual ministries, people that God has used has always been marked by persecution, testings, and trials. But has also been marked by consolation. God showed up. And I found out it was in the point when you didn't care how many people hated you or what your circumstances said, it was not going to detour what you do, how much you worship, and the cadence of the drums you're marching to. He was right. Now I wished I'd paid less attention to the persecution and more to the consolation. But I have now found that out. He said, I want you to repeat that because I have something else to say. In many of your own personal walks, you've been brought to the point of breakdown. You've been brought to the point of turning back and looking away. But know this, that the enemy will call in recruits. He'll turn pressure up. It's a design and a plan that he operates by. And just before everything turns loose, he turns everything up because he's passed this way before. And he saw the consequences of letting it slip by. So I've got a word from God for you. If you're on the brink of turning back, if your emotions have been stretched so far, you don't know if you can hang on to them anymore, you feel like a slingshot in some kid's hands, you know. Hang on. Hang on. Don't turn to the left or right. But hang on. Because the consolation. First, it'll be that you'll find out you're stronger than him. And second, it will show up in answered prayer and results. For the reason the church has been a degree off as a whole is in not understanding my love. The reason they lacked faith was in not understanding my love. It's a reason they lacked the confidence. Is not understanding my love. And because they didn't understand my love, most looked at themselves, not in the light that I look at them, but in the light of your own shortcomings. And they're the least thing I look at. So be strong and come into the inner court and begin to fellowship with me. When I begin to saturate you with my love, that it'll do as much for you as anything has ever done. Be strong. For when you learn to see yourself through the eyes I see you through, then you will know, you'll understand. So come, what I do for you. For it is a time to lay upon your bed and worship me in the nighttime. For it's a time to worship me in the daytime. It's a time to rejoice and come to know me and who I am. For the bad things that are in the process of manifestation, for as the conclusion of all things has begun, know this, that my testimony and my standards that I judge the world by will be at a all-time high. For anyone will be able to look from anywhere and see that this gospel will be published in every nation, and every person who has eyes and ears to see and hear will be able to look in the direction and become accountable. For indeed, that is the days that I will return. That meanwhile, many sequences has began that will lead to that day. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and let your escape be into me, for there is no other place to hide, saith the Lord. For many of you will first be dismayed and have a tendency to condemn yourself. For you heard things and knew things, that you waited to implement them. But don't be dismayed nor condemn yourself. Enter in. While the doors open and all things yet are not in manifestation, it causes those in the near vicinity hearts to fail them. For looking on the things coming upon this world. But wait no longer. Take what you have heard and enter in when everything is not conducive to enter in. Come to know me and worship me with all your heart for who I am. Because in that day, who I am will be who is sustaining you. Come to know me now, in the free will that you walk, and you shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in the days to come, for you shall have answers. Prepare yourself. That's not the finish, that's the start. So prepare yourself with much worship, spending of the time in my presence. For any who will seek me, I'll make the time. And for those who sacrifice their time, I'll see to it that they have the time. For all things are possible to him that believeth. Is it not a strange thing to you that you exercise the faith in the all things to move circumstances, to pull down strongholds that keep you from spending time with me? Those are the first great moves of my faith in the heart of those who hear me. Have I not designed each key to unlock its particular door? Fasting, worship, tongues. Will I not move according to your faith and place these keys within your hands to unlock your particular doors? Have rest within yourselves. Be full of peace and know, he that desires these keys, I'll move for him to see to it that he that's of sober mind and he that plots his course to my heart will have what he needs to make his journey. It's my call, my job to go out ahead of you and find out what's out there. I'm supposed to do that. And then you're supposed to receive it in such revelation, in such grace, that you begin to walk in it shortly. There's no substitute. No substitute for the fellowship He desires with you. No shortcuts. The worship limb requires your presence. He doesn't care if He comes and raised 18 people from the dead. He did that before He entered into His rest. But to fellowship with you is the now. That is the now. Nothing replaces it, so don't try to shove in a substitute. Nobody can worship God for you. Friend, leaving, many of you shall leave differently than you come. For in you I shall reach a place of places. That capacity will change. And when capacity changes, then you'll be able to receive of me that which you've not been able to receive before. You'll be able to go where you've not been able to go before. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad and worship, 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 worship. For indeed, for all who walk the place that you walk and understand is approaching their finest hour. For many things I have yet to say to you, but therefore another time, for not many of you are able to hear yet, but I have things that belong to this realm. I have things that belong to this age and this dispensation. And indeed, I'll set them forward as a pattern. And for you who are strong and endure, they'll come from other places to see. They'll come to know me in the teachings of my foundations, in the establishing of all that I am, in all that I am. In old cities, cities will come to me overnight. My presence will cover certain areas as water covers the sea. And in the magnitude of who I am, in mighty signs and wonders, I'll establish myself with a wayward and a wrong direction generation. Thank you not that I have not heard your prayers concerning this time. And the devil has nothing that I have not absolutely rendered powerless. And in the dope culture, for those who've been overtaken by these things, know you not that I have anointings of healings and deliverances and power that in one single move of my spirit, I'll remove all traces of what was. But don't stop here. I have opened the door. Oh, do you know the times that I lived to open these doors? And now that they're being opened, don't hesitate, but be strong. A whole new realm of manifestations I have been released to bring to pass. And that will be in your lives and in your times and in the level of blessing that you walk in. For you that are faithful in little, you'll be faithful also in much, because your most valued possession is the time you spend with me. Oh, I'll come and answer prayer and quickly, saith the Lord, for those who desire to go beyond these doors. I'll provide the time for you. Be faithful in little, and I'll give you much. For in these times to come, know this, that your personal fellowship with me will hold a strong and a great place. Friend, that day your joy must be based in your fellowship and relationship with me. For in the world, they'll not have much to have joy over. But you that remain in close fellowship with me, even my joy shall be your strength. Therefore, in these times to come, as you look around you, do not forget to look up. For as you look up and keep your eyes upon me and stay in fellowship with me, these things will come and they'll pass you by as if though they do not exist. For I am your provider, and happy is he who has learned in these last days that I am your source. Therefore, again, I would say unto you that your personal fellowship with me in your private worship and your times with me is a source of strength. Therefore, be a partaker of that which I have provided for you against these days, saith the Lord. For you that have ears to hear, hear, and take heed to pay close attention. For the things that work, because of my grace, for many have went their own ways, and for many have not matured, but instead has divided themselves against each other. And many are called by many names, even as he said, I am a Paul, and I am of Apollos. But who are we, says the word, except those who's delivered to you him that is all in all. For in the strife and the contentions is my body divided up against itself. For are you not on milk? For I've sent my teachers, and I've sent my strong ones who demonstrate, who move in my spirit after my power, and said, will you not grow up? Will you not come and mature? For many things is happening, and it is the time allotted to move on. For I have many things to say, and many things to accomplish, but so very few to accomplish these things through. For as at the end of any wave and realm, and it is time to enter into the next, that many will hold on to the old and drink the milk. But oh, as my mind is coming with the sets of instructions, you that have ears to hear, hear what the Spirit would say. And yet many, many will camp on those things that speak of milk, and many shall pray on the body of Christ as she continues to die. They'll live off of her corpse. Yet they'll be those who'll take me as their source and move on. From these last days, those that hear me and move on shall do great exploits. So be you strong, for this is a day that I do emphasize those instructions that put you in fellowship with me. For indeed, I am your source. But in the days to come, you'll have to know this stronger than any time before in this last generation. I am your source. Therefore, enter you into that fellowship with me, that no matter what you see and what the circumstances dictate, of your generation. Remember, it is my joy that is your strength. It is my peace that causes you to be immovable. And as your feet are shod with this peace, you'll be able to stand toe to toe with the worst that your enemy has, and not only not surrender your ground, you'll take ground away from him that he previously held on to. But stay not behind and feed on the dying body and the corpse of that dying body, that many shall do as they teach error. Move on from milk and divide you not up against each other. For who is it that is your Lord? Who is your master? And who is your teacher, if not I? Watch those who say not what I say, and teach not what I teach. For they are least in the kingdom, who teach not what I teach, and teach other men to do so. But greatest in my kingdom is those who receive and understand and teach my commandments. They are the greatest. Therefore, brace yourself up, for the path is being laid out ahead of you. And when you hear the shout of victory, leave those things behind and move forward, for indeed, great revival is at hand. For many things will seem strange to you, but hold on. Some things you'll recognize from my word as to be the fulfilling of prophecy. Yet some things you'll not understand because they have not been understood in many centuries. But be strong and listen to the inner witness. For again, I said, your fellowship with me for great joy and peace is the cultivation of the ground that I speak in and lead you through. For it is my peace in troubled times that'll cause you not to move in the wrong direction, but in the right. For he that walks in peace and cultivates that ground can hear my inner witness in the most troubled times. That will be your truest guide. Therefore, again I say, enter into fellowship with me now. Wait not for the times when things will change again, but take advantage of these years of grace that I'll give you to prepare yourself for what is coming. And oh, for all of you that relentlessly hang on to your lost loved ones and will not turn loose, their harvest also is at hand. For there'll be a time when they can't turn to the left nor to the right, nor can they move forward, nor can they move backwards. Like the day that Moses stood before the sea, there's nowhere to go. In that day, I'll reach down and harvest them. Therefore, as you call them out, don't think that I have forgotten, nor that heaven has not been in operation concerning all those that you held up to me, and for all of those even that you've passed through in a season in prayer and forgot them yourselves. I have not forgot them. For I am the Lord God that healeth thee. Don't you know that those strongholds that existed with many of you because you were born again under circumstances that was not conducive for your freedom? And many of those strongholds, oh, when you get to know me, they'll be pulled down with the destructions of reasonings that gives them their power in your life. Therefore, fasten your eyes on heaven. Enter into to that fellowship with me that no man can give you. And be of brave heart and strong. For these loved ones who cannot back up and cannot go forward and cannot turn left and cannot turn right, that they'll lift their face towards heaven and receive me. And know this, as the revival spreads, and many, many will come to know me because of the times. These that you held up in my presence, they'll look up to me and receive me as their Lord. But don't be afraid. Don't let fear grip your heart for the things that seems to be happening to them. For as I bring all of this to another level through the prayers of those who are praying and those who are giving their lives to me and to my word, even though the devil will seem to have them cornered, know this, that there'll be no test taking you. And all of those that you're holding fast for, such as common to man, he'll not be able to kill them outright. And oh, the devil, knowing that he has a short time, oh, he'll cause all kinds of havoc. But be not afraid for your loved ones, for I'll have my hand and my protection upon them. So no matter what it looks like, don't faint in your heart. Just look up to me and know the day is coming when they will receive me as their Lord. I would not have been able to talk about the possibility of Tulsa and cities experiencing great, great revivals had not the truth of it been understood in prayer. And it's even for this reason I'm able to say these things. But hold fast. And know that these ways are the ways that I think. These things are the things that's in my mind. For I so love the world that I gave my son. And I wouldn't, it is not my will that any should perish. No, I don't think like fallen men think. And I don't think like those who are on milk and leaving the world behind. I think as those who've received me and received my peace. And to those I'm able to talk of those things which are possible. And when I see a city, I look through the darkness and I don't see the defeat. I see nothing but the victory. And these things I'm already speaking. And I'm waiting for those who has ears to hear, who gets close enough to me and in me to hear what I'm saying. There was a small city. And the great king had it under siege. The city had no help, had no hope. Yet in the city there was a poor man. And his wisdom got the city delivered. They didn't become their slaves. They didn't go into bondage. Nobody was killed. The city remained intact. Yet this man said something. This man said something. Got the city delivered. That's what I heard in the beginning of the tongues. When I couldn't translate it very well, he went on with it. to speak of how he thinks in his mind. And he wanted me to speak to you of how possible this is. For much of what many of you are looking for is my love. For you attempt to experience my peace without experiencing my love. But my love is part of my peace. Therefore, hear what the Spirit would say. For there's places in me where entire cities experience revival. But who is it that can come to this place? For do I hesitate? Am I the one who holds back? Did I not demonstrate my intent when I spared not my own son, but delivered him up for you all? I'm not the one that withhold it. For the times that I desired to talk with you, you that had ears to hear, the time that I desire to speak with you. Oh, my delight is when you continued on and on and on in the revelation gift of understanding my mysteries. For time after time, know you not how I longed to move forward and speak to you in that still place where you can hear. But many could not. And why? Because of the religion they have found themselves indoctrinated to. For whose voice is it that's in your mind that is louder than the one that I'm uttering in your spirit? Oh, how I desired to speak with you. But religion has blocked so much of what I had to say and what I had to do. But I look with delight upon you and know this, that many of you are close to a place that's been many generations since any of my children walked. Can a city be won in a day? Stop, and behold, watch what I'll do in this year to come, and you'll know that it is not I that withholdeth. And indeed, all things are possible to him that will believe. But who'll come to me without price? Who'll come to me and surrender all that you are in a surrendered heart that is ready to become the reservoir of my love and my power and my righteousness? Hear what the Spirit would say. For all that I am has been made available to win the lost. And as you've spoke many times of the children of your city, these all live in a state of innocence, and you who know me and the rights I've given you know that those same rights belong to those children and any who can carry my miracle working power to them. I will move on their behalf, saith the Lord. And where are you? What cloud do you stand behind? What has clouded your judgment, and where has your procrastination come from? What is it that is within you that hearing what is being said, that you can't even want to cross the lines and surrender yourself to me? Know you not in places of freedom that I have anointings for those things? Know you not that I understand the enemy's ploys and how he works? I have grace and I have anointings. And many are intent in coming to me where I am, so I can go to you where you are. And my anointings indeed shall shine in that day. Oh, you'll come one person and you'll leave another. you'll come procrastinating and nobody will stop you after that day. Here, for those who've surrendered themselves to me, that all that I am and all that I have is in the process of coming to pass. Only be strong. For he that desires the building of his ministry, this path will take you to many things, and through many things, and through many doors. But it'll not give you the best I have until you make it a place in your heart to build my kingdom. For more build their ministries than they build my kingdom. For most take the paths of least resistance. Hear what the Spirit would say. To conquer all that I scheduled you to conquer. Don't you know that those resistant things in your path is meant to be conquered by you long before you meet the giant with the stone in your sling? Stand fast in liberty wherewith I've set you free. And be strong. And hear. When I said, desire spiritual gifts, but I'll show you a more excellent way. For even though a man has the capacity to speak with tongues, and will not persist until that he's obtained the more excellent way, which is to walk into my love, and offer yourselves on my altar to be my servant and build the kingdom I'm building. That kingdom cannot be built void of my power. For you that desire to stop, that stopping is the place where you stop and minister to your flesh as much as you attempt to build my kingdom. But those who lay hold on me and walk down this path of excellence, your excellence is measured by the love that's operating in you and the lengths you will go to minister my grace and my power to those who are captive in dark places. Why do I train you to walk in my footsteps? Is it not to walk the paths I walked? Where did I walk? Did I walk in the high places to be seen of men? Or did I take the lowly place and illuminate dark places and pay prices that one day for you who could hear my voice in your spirit, that the path has been cleared to walk where I walk and illuminate the dark places I've illuminated. Let it be said in hell, in the places you go, that a son of God is in the village. And we're going to have to make a count. Oh, here. And take your training. Find yourself on your knees long before you find yourself in places where you can receive glory if you don't let it go to me. Stock in life, we have a revival. In these days to come, that'll be most important. To learn and to know my voice. For to be led by my Spirit will be imperative. For there's many things the enemy has prepared for this generation that's not been seen for many, many generations. And some things, even centuries. So hear what the Spirit would say. For where people fall short on hearing my voice is because there's a ground that they do not let me prepare that begins with my compassion and my love, that I'm called them to me to manifest me through. For many will fall short of that for they'll not cross that line and begin to walk in that part of the nature that I had given them, that they might hear me also in those areas. For many would not do the things of the leadership of the Spirit pertaining to those areas of love and sacrifice had not their heart been prepared by my compassion. So many will fall short. But for those who give themselves continually to the edification, to the building up of themselves in their most holy faith, is those that will also keep themselves in that love. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. For when I said, build you up on your most holy faith, it is the faith that comes from me. Your most holy faith will be not the faith people attempt to employ to serve their own exaltations, their own personal ambitions, and their own greeds. For the faith I develop from that line forward concerning my love is the most holy kind. And it's developed through edification and will not respond to those things that are asked amiss. So here, for many of you, I begin to graduate to a place you've not walked in before. I've even come with my grace and laid hold on you and began to pull you through, knowing that it would be a time of temptation and a time of trial for you, for the enemy would come to the bridge of your strength and try to stop you. But I have all confidence in you that you will complete that which I have given you to do. But here, for these things have not been heard in many generations, for to hear my voice in the greatest detail in this decade to come, you must accomplish that walk of love. For it's in those areas that I led those men of old who could not be detoured. Neither would they give way to temptation, nor did they regard their life dear to themselves, nor were they afraid of their enemy. Oh, hear. They could hear my voice because they were governed by no fear. They were governed by no greed. They only were led by my Spirit and sent where I sent them, and they went where I said, go. So here, their lives were laid down on the line. And for a person to surrender all, you must have the ingredient of compassion and love to hear my voice in those areas that'll cause you to finish your course in difficult times. For indeed you shall continue to build yourself up on your most holy faith. And your most holy faith is that kind that I give you, that sanctified from all things that faith was not designed to serve. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. Come, come, for you're facing the greatest days of harvest. For people will be looking for the answers that you have. For an excitement was struck in many. A light was lit. Oh, yes. And this light will begin to illuminate your path. For your new nature In the hands of the Holy Spirit is all that you need to see down the darkest paths. For is a candle lit to be hid under a bushel, or is it not to indeed light the very room that you're walking through? Your new nature is to your spirit what the candle is to that dark room. So be led through those dark places, for He will not fail you. For I have a song that even the angels can't sing. Oh, but I've waited for those to be baptized in the baptism of my love. For in my archives, I have tunes that have never been heard, and I have words that have not been spoken, and they'll cut to the quick. Go straight to the heart of a person, and they'll fall on their face and say, truly, He is in your midst of a troop. But who is it that can hear these songs? Those who sanctified their garments and washed their hands from all wrongdoings and purified their hearts and walked into my holiest of holy. For I wait for those and delight in the giftings that I have in store for them who'll hear me. For know you not, you that's chosen the path of mortification through the power of my Spirit, which includes not only praying in tongues, but all that it'll deliver to you in fastings, in the times of assimilation of my word, and the times of worship. It all these play their roles. And you offering yourselves to me in the fullness of equipping for what I have prepared for you. And for you that choose the path of mortification, when you choose it by the power of my Spirit, then you'd indeed have chosen the school that I have given to you, and you will be equipped. For those who believe that the circumstances are their teacher, oh, they get wore out by the circumstances until in their weary state they turn to me and then I begin their journey. Be not as those who are governed by their circumstances, but listen to the school that I've put you in. For my mortification and my teaching is not grievous. For my peace is with you all the way, saith the Lord. You take a step towards me, I'll take many towards you. You open yourself up to me, I open myself up to you. For it's in my presence and to those who yield themselves to me that you are giving me what I need to do all that I can do on the inside of you. For these are the days of establishing my grace, the days of the movings of my Spirit, and the days that many of you will receive all that you've been preparing for. So be strong. The enemy, he's between nervous and uneasy. He is a little uneasy because it's been too long since he's seen this many saints going where they shouldn't go at one time. So hang on. Glorious days ahead. And for you that are faithful, you will reap the reward. For as you know, all that He is in these kinds of presence that He can come in. Not only His grace, but many times I'll pass through you with my faith, with the gift of faith. And even while you stand in here, you'll receive something done out there. And as sure as you walk these days out, it'll come to pass. So be in a mind to receive what I have for you. For there is no hold up on me except the restrictions you impose. Release yourself and be free. For I have much to do. So get on and go with me, that you all might go together and no one will have to go back and get you. For this is my mind, and I, all that I am, would do all that I can. Every time that you meet together with me, this is my mind. I hold no good thing from you. For I so loved you, that I spared not my own son. How should I not freely give you all things? For I've never withheld. This has not been on my own that these things have been withholden. Hear what the Spirit would say. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. That he thought not himself to be robbed when he fulfilled all that I had for him to do. And the firstborn has give you his standing. Don't think yourself robbed. When I asked you to do all that I've called you to do, and asked you to take the role of the servant, and asked you to do those things in an hour when no one is doing them, be exceedingly glad for your taking the shortest route to all that I am in my throne. So come and receive, for I always pour out on the heart of a servant, saith the Lord. For the devil's put up a smoke screen. He's clouded. He's muddied the water. He doesn't want you to see what is on the immediate of it, the side of what you're going through. You know this. He only has a short time to try to turn this, to get your heart to fail, to have you give it all away in hopelessness, that if you'll remain strong and trade those garments for my garments of worship, you'll find out what I can do, because you're very close to something. This is why the enemy is putting up such a fight in your life. Therefore, hold on and spend your time with me, and shortly I will come, for it is over, saith the Lord. For all of you have been called to come to that place in me where you take your place as an able minister in my atmosphere. But you say, God, I'm not worthy because I did this and I did that. But I'd say to you, who is it that changes their faith without actions that correspond? Who is it that has anything from me that never acts on what I say? Therefore, take what you have, however little it is, and give it to me. Pour yourself out, and you'll see that not only will I use you and give you a reward for all that I do in any service that you're in, but I'll change you too. So why set you here and do nothing? Those that come in that do not know will be the bystanders. They'll be those who look on. And because you add yourself to what I'm doing, those that look on will be established in knowing that I am the Lord your God who is present here. Therefore, yield yourself to me and be of those who are wise and take this next step with me. For many of you have grown weary because even though you go through the motions, you do not fellowship with me the way you once did. And still, there's others who have never fellowshipped with me. But religious things become weary when they do not have the life of the new nature and my fellowship in them. Therefore, repent and come to me that you might walk in my peace and the gladness of joy. For I spoke to you many things, and still many things need to be said. For you must understand, line must be upon line, precept upon precept. For though I desire to say certain things, I cannot, for you're not yet able to bear them, even as prophecies in proportion to faith. For I have very few voices in this world that can speak my mind. But as I've said many things, I have many things to say, saith the Lord. But know this and excel. For those who've touched me even prematurely and received my glory, and many of you who studied those mighty ones from the past know that many did not finish their course with the same strength that they went through it. And hear what the Spirit would say. For many of you desire my presence. You desire unhindered answered prayer. You desire the knowledge of the movings of my Spirit, my giftings. And you desire at the least the signs that follow. My believers, hear, you that have ears to hear. Hear what the Spirit would say. For I desire to pour out those things. And many, which had been hid from the foundations of the world, but was manifested in Christ in you, the hope of glory. And many things I have great hope that still many will receive in this decade. And I desire that so many are upon milk and cannot bear the things that I would say. So hear these things. For you that leave the normal behind and pull ahead, will be you that embrace your fellowship with me. For in the first phase and line of attack that Satan launches against those who are determined to receive my anointing and my outpouring will be against you in your emotion. For his intention will be to turn you back through hopelessness and despair for both looking on the things that are changing in the nation and in the world. But be strong. This is only his first line of attack for you whose desire is to pull ahead. Be strong. And by then, through your fellowship with me in worship, your joy should be your strength. And you should be able to sustain what the enemy would do and move on ahead. For I have great things for you. Receive the foundation that you've received through the fastings and the praying and the revelation gift and the staying power from understanding my mind, the operation of your flesh and strongholds that would sealing your life. For many of you have determined to be stopped by nothing that this world has. So move on ahead now in fellowship with me. For I'm desiring to pour anointings out that few have seen in this city. So brace yourself up and get ready to be equipped. For you're drawing very close. And for those who survive this wave, I have many things waiting for you. Even the strength to go back and piggyback. Many of those who desire me but were not strong enough to cross the line. Not for those the enemy sent into the camp who are haters of men and lovers of pleasure. You'll know the difference. There'll be those who want me but have fallen to wound of the enemy. So rise up and be strong, for my joy is your strength. And hear the instruction that is to come. For a time of great rejoicing in the camp is at hand. For great victory is the order of the day. I saw a large cross-section of people. And they were coming down God's corridors of anointings with amazed looks on their faces. And there was fellowship noises going on between them. It was great joy, amazement, and excitement that they could have so much of God on such a personal level. The excitement was very high. I especially heard a cutaway for a moment. People were so excited that they had discovered private worship in particular. Let's not even call it that. Let's call it fellowshipping with God. They discovered fellowshipping with Him in an unusual way that caused His joy to become their strength, that cultivated the grounds of peace, that cleared their mind up where they could hear Him, and they were excited and wondering why they couldn't hear Him before. For a stronghold the enemy's built in the thinking of many believers is the obvious. For the obvious seem too simple. For the devil loves to make it complicated. And people miss it because it's too simple. Just enter into fellowship with me and go from where you are to where I am, where these things exist. Oh, hear what the Spirit would say. For the devil would like to get into your reasonings and build a stronghold. And give you all the reasons, all the strongholds, the emotions, the system of thoughts of why, that he won't move. So the devil, he's the best at getting you to overlook the obvious and reason things away. Look in front of you. The obvious is simple. He just wants you. And you've all he's ever wanted. You need to stop in your busy schedule and schedule a little of your own time to spend with him. For delight yourself in the Lord, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. For am I not your strength? For I am your strength if I am your joy. Therefore, there's a place in me where your emotions, all that you are, is brought under subjection to my spirit and my peace. It is not something you try to walk in. It's a position and a peace that's in me. And that is a place you conquer from. For my peace... It can become the loudest thing you know. Louder than the devil, louder than your flesh, and louder than sickness. This is something the devil works overtime to cover up and to hide in programs and religion. For all of you can know me from the least to the greatest. Therefore, set your course. Set your course. Another can set your course for a certain distance. But the day comes, you must set your course. Therefore, set your course and come into my things. And those things of peace is the first steps you need to take. What did you say then this last time about the things his desire to teach you? He has desired, as Paul wrote, that you to be on meat, not on milk. For he is so moved towards you. He is so pleased that you understand certain things, such as the revelation gift that causes you to be able, if you want it, to open yourself up to make a journey and to meet, because he's got a shortage of people who are teaching things that is causing the perfecting of the body of Christ in these last days that will bring his return. So he is delighted even as far as this body here has made it. He is taking great joy and delight for as much as has been said that has already been said. For he said, I desire to give you meat. He said, but I can't because you're on milk. Are you not carnal? He said, you're still wanting to follow men. instead of God. For one says, I'm of Apollos. And we're talking about people dividing themselves up to follow a man. There's gifts he puts in the body. They add to your perfecting and things. But they were never designed to split the body, where they divide themselves against each other. And that's what he was addressing. But I can't tell you the pleasure I feel from the Father right now. We seem to be on a schedule, maybe. I don't know, here and then we get here and then back here. But we seem to be close enough to what he's called us to do to please him. The day that you search for me with all your heart. The day that you love me with all your hearts. The day that you'll find me. For even as my grace is poured out, and I can help you with my standing with this, and I can help you with my standing for the receiving of that, and I can pick you up out of the mud and brush you off and trade your standing for mine. I even can trade off your weaknesses for mine and help you along the path. But he that searches for me with all their heart is he that turns to me with the nature that I have given you. And within that nature is the capacity to love me. And you will go from where you are now to that place to love me is something that I gave you in the nature. And it is one of those things that I cannot. He can't love himself in you for you. Did you get that? How many have heard that? He can't love himself in you for you. I've never heard anything like that in my life before a few moments ago. In other words, this can't be replaced by grace. This has got to come from you in a work he's done in you. For hear and hear well. For it's not by your works lest any man boast of himself. But it's by my grace. And all that I am and all provision that I have made is by my grace. It's not how long you've been saved or how hard you try. Nor is it even how hard that you work. These good works are born out of the new nature. They don't cause it. Hear what the Spirit would say. For fellowship with me. For fellowship with me. For fellowship with me will cause to be invoked what you say and what you have understand. It will cause to be invoked in your life what you're saying and believing the understanding of what you're saying. For what many of you are looking for is this fellowship with me, where you can find that kind of grace, especially in this area of blessing, is what you've been looking for. For many of you have a negative program running in you, for you have failed to earn his blessing and inheritance in all the tithing and giving that you did to everything they said to give it to, and your life has not changed that much.